Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I love this song. Hozier on Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What's that called?
Too sweet. You're too sweet for me.
Oh.
He likes his coffee black at 3 a.m. in bed. Some other thing that's, you know, does it. He wants it bitter. He doesn't want it to be.
Oh, I'm kind of like that.
Yeah. But so he's saying, you know, all these things. I like things to be a little more on the bitter side, a little harsh. I think there's like a
A lady's too nice
and
for
she's
him.
She's too nice. She's like, you're too sweet for me. He's like, you're too sweet for me.
I've definitely, when I was younger, there were girls I met where I was like, you don't.
Why?
Just because I wasn't going to be someone who was going to hang. I was busy. I met people where I went, you're wonderful. Stay away from me.
Mm. I'm not for you.
Don't.
Right. Of course, that makes people want you more.
No, but I just was being very dead serious. Like, I'm pursuing this other thing. You're not going to win.
Karen, get out.
No, that's not what I just said.
We're moving to San Francisco.
What's this we?
Or LA.
Don't. Anyway.
Hey, parents. With summer just around the corner. Oh, summer's just around the corner. Oh, I'm so exciting. It's time to keep those kiddos busy. La Garza Summer Camp has got you covered. From scoring big in their sports camps to getting creative in the STEAM lab to cooking up some fun in the kitchen, they've got the ultimate recipe for summer fun for every kid. Don't let boredom strike. Register now at lagarzasports.org and use the code ALICE, A-L-I-C-E, for $50 off. Today. Nice. Do this today.
$50 off. That's great.
I know. It's good. In case you were wondering, O.J. Simpson's been cremated. That's the entirety of this story. He died on April 10th, and it looks like they cremated him.
All right.
Did you watch Survivor last night? Oh, you did. I didn't watch it. And you are giving me a thumbs up because yes, you watched it, or yes, I watched it, and it was awesome.
I gave you a thumbs up because I was going to cough, and so I didn't want to talk.
I got it. See,
I did watch it, yes, and while I loved it, I'll even tell you the text I woke up to from the missus, which was...
Oh, did she watch it later?
Worst tribal council in history.
The worst tribal council in history.
Now, I didn't think it was the worst, but it was weird.
Is it one of those ones where they all get up and start whispering and...
Right out of the gate, someone says something and does something, and everyone goes, what is happening? This was never discussed. There's never been a hint at what this person just said. Why are you saying that?
Oh, my God.
And then that person watches the chaos go on around them.
Oh, you're doing a great job of not at all hinting about who this person is, what their sex is. I love it.
And it's truly chaos.
But like, you're saying it's, but Christina's saying she hated it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is fair to say, because I could see why someone would say, what the hell was that?
I'm sure the producers were like, what the hell was that?
Yeah. Oh, I think
because usually they have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen, and they're trying to mislead you. And
you
redirect.
See these moments sometimes.
Oh, I'm so sorry, coffee boy.
Pardon me. It's just
you didn't bring
not,
your towel in.
I
today.
Know. I took it home to clean it, and then didn't get it again. Anyway,
you do have a mute button, just so you know. On your thing.
I'm trying. Anyway, it was totally unexpected. You will be surprised. You will certainly not know what's going
to
happen.
Well, I'm looking
forward
to it.
When they go to vote, you'll be like, I have no idea what they'll do now.
Oh. And you have a pretty good idea as you're going in?
Going in, it sounded like they had a plan. Mm. And then someone just opens their yap and changes everything. And then everyone's like, But there's a point where someone says, Jeff, can we talk? And he goes, yeah, it's your tribal. And then everything just starts moving and everyone's all over the place.
Oh, my God.
And you're just all, what in the hell? So
okay, I'm excited. I hope I don't hate it, and I
don't think you'll hate it. It's just it was, you know, tribal can be powerful. It can be boring. It can be the thing that
exciting, surprising.
You see
right,
it all coming,
stuff, right.
And they just execute that and move on.
Right,
and it's nothing. And even Jeff with questions can't really provoke any controversy. Right. And it's just
okay, it is what it is. They've
go
made
back
their decision.
To your camp. Right. Good night.
Off you go.
And you wait for the preview or whatever. Mm-hmm. This case, it's you won't see it coming.
Boy, that's exciting. I won't say anything to John. We'll watch it and I'll have it. I'll have that in my mind the whole time, but he won't.
Okay.
We'll see if he's as blindsided as the rest of us. He's a guy who sits there and tries to figure everything out. There'll be no clue, right?
There's no way.
You don't look back at it and go, oh, he did or she did or whatever.
I don't believe there's any way you would predict what this person does.
Okay. Very exciting. I can't wait to watch.
Oh, 707 says, I think it was the best tribal council. Total chaos.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear. I trust Christina's feelings on it. Worst tribal council ever. It can be an S show. We're talking about Survivor, everybody. Survivor. Anyway, I just wanted to ask if you watched last night.
You should definitely move on, though, because I've been able to do that without clues.
Yep, I'm moving on now.
Okay.
Here we go. Time Magazine. You know, the story, at first I'm like, oh, just another list from Time Magazine. It's their 100 most influential people. And then I start to read, like, there's actually a special about this. Like, I get it. Everyone's trying to make some money and have some stuff going on and make you. I mean, this is an AB, and I guess broadcast TV needs programming because people are like, broadcast TV, who watches that? May 12th on ABC, a Time 100 TV special will air. Some of the honorees will host and some will perform. Well, let me go up to the top here. I mostly just picked out names we'd actually know. Time released their annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world. It's the Time 100. And I don't know, maybe they do this special every year and I just am not clued into that. I don't know. Some of the names you'd recognize. For artists, Dua Lipa, who will perform. Dev Patel. He's the guy, well, I love him. He's the guy from Slumdog Millionaire, I believe. But I loved him in Cappy, I think the thing's name is. Chappie. It's about this AI robot. I've watched that movie 50 times.
Is that the South African?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. The Antwerp. The people from that band. It's great. I actually love that movie. I think it's genius. Oh, and Hugh Jackman's in that movie randomly.
Randomly?
Yeah, it's weird. He's a bad guy. So, Dev Patel.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, you know he's a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not a secret. 21 Savage, Coleman Domingo, Divine Joy Randolph, who was she was like the kitchen lady in the movie The Holdovers. Fantasia Barrino, who is also going to perform on that special I was telling you about. Leslie Odom Jr. In the icons category, Taraji P. Henson, who is hosting the show. She's an icon. Kylie Minogue, an icon. Elliot Page. She used to be Ellen Page. He used to be Ellen Page. Michael J. Fox, director Sofia Coppola. Business Shark, Mark Cuban, and Studio Ghibli director Hayao Miyazaki.
Okay.
Titans, Mahomes. This is his category. Kelly Ripa, a Titan.
Oh, Titans. I'm like, what? The football team?
Titans of industry, Titans of their field.
Okay, we didn't switch stories.
Titans.
All right, okay.
No, this is
Titans of industry.
This is the section of the Time 100 the most influential people, entitled Titans. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Kelly Ripa, WNBA star Asia Wilson, record producer Jack Antonoff. That guy, that is true. He's hugely influential right now. He just dropped out of something or other to go. He was like, oh, yeah, Taylor needs me. I need to Go do that.
Yeah, that was funny. We heard that in our meet yesterday.
Yeah. Leaders, the first lady of the Russian opposition, Yulia Navalnaya.
What? Say that
something
again?
Something like that. Yulia Navalnaya.
Okay.
Navalnaya.
I thought you had it the first time.
Navalnaya.
I like that better.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Argentina President Javier Milei, and California Governor Gavin Newsom in the Time 100.
And Gavin, do something about the insurance problem we're all facing right now. Thank you.
Yes, I'm sure that's it's got to be on his desk.
Gonna
it's got to be
up with every one of us. Mark my words.
For innovators, they went with Maya Rudolph and fashion designer Tory Burch. Okay, and pioneers. America Ferrera. Excellent speech.
What a way to get a star-studded show. Just decide to give awards out, and man, there
will
it is.
Will this person come? They won't. Okay, give it to someone else. Time 100, most influential. So this TV special airs May 12th on ABC. It's called the Time 100 TV special. Taraji P. Henson hosts, and Dua Lipa and Fantasia Barrino will perform.
To me, it sounds like the first annual.
Does it?
I don't remember ever hearing
I know,
that.
I really don't either, but I feel like I could have easily missed that.
We do look forward to that, the production or the list of people they pick.
It's true.
You know, the most influential person, or what is the one that they use? Is that it? The most influential person?
Man of the year, person of the year, usually. You know, so the influential, the Time 100, I guess I don't know how long this is, 2 hours, and they just do 50 per hour, just a quick run through of everybody. They can't go to everybody, can they? Is it 4 hours long? I don't know. Anyway, there's that. I got time for this. Kanye West is a suspect in a battery case after his wife was assaulted. There's a man who came up to her and reached his hand up her dress and grabbed her by some stuff, spun her around, and was trying to kiss her, Kanye punched him in the face.
Oh, okay. The way you worded that...
That's how they got me to click on it.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, wait, he's a suspect
in battery case after man allegedly assaults wife, Bianca Censori.
Oh, okay.
So Kanye West is being investigated for physical battery after punching a man who he says assaulted his wife.
Well, that's what you do.
You do. I agree. The alleged assailant did not merely collide with her. They are alleging that he put his hands under her dress, directly on her body. He grabbed her waist. He spun her around, and then he blew her kisses. They are saying his spokesperson for Ye says she was battered and sexually assaulted. Grabbed is grossly inadequate as a description of what happened. Bianca was physically assaulted. I don't know what she was wearing, because I do think that, not that anyone should be touched because their ass is hanging out, but you've got to know that there are crazy people in the world who are like, oh my God, someone's ass. But it sounds like she had a dress on. The person that Kanye punched reportedly did not need treatment for the injuries. This whole incident took place at the Chateau Marmont on Sunset Boulevard.
Well, that guy got off lucky then, didn't he?
I guess, right? Punch in the face can do it. I am not seeing what she had on, so I don't know that there's any more information about this. I'm sure there'll be.
That's one of those tears for a guy, and I don't, you know, there's just none of that should have happened, but you just can't help but think, I have to, even if this person's bigger and will beat me up, I have to go after a person who's attacked my wife. Right. I just have to.
It would be a hard non-choice scenario. To control it.
If the guy's really bigger, you might be able to control it, but you still feel like I need to walk into a buzzsaw to show my wife that I give a crap. You know what
I give
mean.
To.
That I care.
Right.
Yes. Oh my God. Thank God someone came over the word.
Well, I was overwhelming feelings of concern. I just had to stop myself from finishing it.
You know, I think these things are so situational, right? Like, you can't always know how you'd react, because I think that if something happened to your wife and your kids are right there, I think it's more about just being between her and the thing. And then, you know, so she can get the kids and get, like, as a team, you're getting the kids out of danger.
You're right. It's very situational. But I just, this is the one time Kanye comes up in the news.
And you're like, yeah, he did the right thing.
Where I'm actually like, okay.
Yeah. Although, I will say, I feel like he puts her in danger because he dresses her in zero. And brings her out and parades. And meanwhile, he's covered head to toe, and he's just sort of walking this chick around the world. Like, of course, a crazy person. There are crazy people. There are idiots.
He's using the sidewalk as a runway.
Yes,
and
he
we
is.
All know that.
Well, that's a well put.
Paparazzi are following him, and these little shows are shows.
Every picture I'm looking at here of her and him, and all these different outfits, and all this, every one of them has blurred stuff. Like, she is walking around with her stuff out. There's a picture of her in what, it's actually kind of like a cute little dress, although it's definitely see-through, but it's so short I can see her cooch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't, I think Christina, you know, really cares about me. If I said, can you put this on and walk down the street on the sidewalk? She'd say, no.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
But for me, will you do it?
Oh, and the, yeah, I mean, privately,
me?
I'm just saying.
No, I'm saying, you know, I want you to do it.
No.
Just put it on.
I'm telling you,
she is
someone that would not.
Yeah. This is part of my whole feeling. Like, this
it's
is.
Kind of
this
an
is,
assumption, though, right? That she's getting forced to wear this stuff and, you know, like, we don't have any verification.
No, look, Kanye. I actually do think that she's a willing participant.
Absolutely,
exactly.
And that's my point. I'm
but
saying
I
there are people he might, you know, have dated through the years who would go, I'm not, to know.
Yeah.
No way.
Absolutely not. So he breaks up with them.
Right.
I remember she, like, really channels a Kim Kardashian look at some points, and Kim is one of those icons that, like, wears the most provocative clothing sometimes that catches your eye and turns the heads. So maybe she's...
Yeah, Kim has... I hate to even say this, but Kim's got more going on than this Bianca Censori chick. Like, Kim doesn't have to show... I'm not saying that she hasn't, or that you can't look at her Instagram and see her entire butt sticking out of the back of her bathing suit, because bathing suits don't cover butts anymore, I've recently discovered.
They really don't.
They do not. There is just... There's the whole backside of you. Have at it. You can't even see...
Thanks, Sarah.
With your eyes, I mean. You can't even see the alleged piece of cloth that's in there. It's just someone's behind.
I like it, by the way.
I'm aware that the people do seem to have embraced this. I don't understand it myself. I guess I'm just old-fashioned. I want all my stuff to be covered.
You know what? Part of it is, as a person who likes to be at the beach, some of those swimsuits before... The material just kind of clumped up because it wasn't able to fit. Does that make sense?
No. You mean squished into the crack?
Material, there's too much material to fit the crack, and there's not enough material to cover the hole behind. Mm-hmm. And so they never really fit right. And now what they've done is make them contour better. Does that make sense?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. Never
it
mind.
It totally makes sense.
I feel like there's
actually...
I feel like
you spend a lot of time checking this out. Like, to make that determination.
I'm a boy, Sarah. I mean,
no, I'm simply, making an observation here. As you're making your observations,
my love for
I'm making my observations.
Okay. Yeah, for the record, I'm with Sarah, like a fully covered bottom with a see-through top. So,
right.
I'm behind you.
You know, for a second, I thought you were with me. Please get out from behind me. I don't want either of you behind me ever again.
Like it or not.
I'm done. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
You're never gonna be done.
I am done. We're over.
I got a story about one of your boys after this.
Oh. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The important takeaway for you today is you need to download the free Odyssey app or head over to odyssey.com/Tay all day. Tune in all week for the Tay All Day streaming experience. It includes custom content from Taylor herself. And make sure to tune in tonight at 9 p.m. for a meeting of the Tortured Poets Department album release special.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'm there, dude.
Right? I'll stay up late for that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's happening. Fremont Bank, sleek new flagship branch at 39150 Fremont Boulevard is open and ready for you.
Nice.
The building is at the heart of the revitalization of downtown Fremont, and it boasts some state-of-the-art features for you to gaze upon while banking. Stop by today. Visit FremontBank.com for more info.
If I find myself in Fremont, I'm going to check out, like, what are these state-of-the-art features I can gaze upon? I gotta know.
I like the idea of Fremont Bank. And yeah, it, the just whole everything idea of it. About it, really. Mm-hmm. If you're frustrated with your bank, check them out.
Yeah. They're not just in Fremont.
Right. They're around. Okay. Here's what's happening. Right now, we've got a nice morning shaping up, and I'm telling you, the weekend ahead is looking great, too. So, man, we are. It's good news.
Skating towards summer. Woohoo.
Let me begin with your boy.
Oh, yeah. Which of my boys?
Actually, let me begin with this, and then I'll get to your boy. Okay. It's National High Five Day. I'm a fan. You know, one of the funniest things that I hadn't remembered in ages as I was sick all weekend, and I ended up watching golf, of all things. Yeah. And I like golf, but I can never sit still long enough to watch golf for
any period of time. Sure.
I'm just way too hyper for that. But
it's
I was sick. I was stuck, and I just watched, and I enjoyed it very much. And they replayed some of Tiger's highlights, because Tiger, if you don't know, Tiger Woods was a phenom and owned golf for many years.
Many, many years.
And one of the shots they show is this miraculous where the ball's rolling up and everyone's, you know, it's all that. Oh my God, it's rolling up. It's coming. It stopped. It stops right at the lip of the hole, and the camera is zoomed in on the ball. So it's just this hole with a ball, and it's, and it rolls in. And then there's a, oh my God. And one of the worst high fives I've ever seen in the history of the world is Tiger Woods and his caddy missing. They're
You can't win them all, but in sporting moments, you're taking a chance.
I agree. But in sporting moments, like a person on the call, they may have...
On the call?
The person calling the event on the mic, whether it's the Miracle on Ice, and I believe that was Al Michaels.
Uh-huh.
These are the moments that will be replayed for history forever.
And the person on the mic.
No, he didn't. But what I'm saying is that's what these people live for, is they've got in their back pocket the they want to capture that moment because they know they'll be part of the replay forever. And in this moment, they didn't have their high five practiced at all. It was awful. It was just a miss and a shame. And it was like, in fact, later in the video, it shows them trying again. And I think they got it the second time, but it was really like...
It's just less...
You can't high five?
It's underwhelming.
How do you not know how to high five?
Well, you miss sometimes. You know how it is. Even just now, we didn't get perfect contact. You want to try again? It is high five day.
Happy
National... So excited.
Well...
Oh, yeah.
Happy National High Five
British... Day. Oh, and there it goes.
Oh, they didn't, you couldn't see it on the video there, but they just missed.
I bet that's by design. They actually, let's tighten that up a little bit. Let's make that look like a much more awesome moment.
It was an awesome moment.
Nike it's has to be psyched. There's the Nike logo on the side of the ball as it decides to go in. Just do it, ball.
I loved rewatching that, like they showed it a couple times, and I was like, that's it. In golf, it doesn't get any better than that ball just stopping.
A chin. Right.
Drops in. Anyway, High five someone today. It's today's the day.
All right. If there was ever a day for it, it's today.
No one knows for sure when the very first high five happened, but credit is usually given to former Major League Baseball coach and current employee of the Giants, Dusty Baker.
Really?
And his old teammate, Glenn Burke. They were playing for the Dodgers 47 years ago in 77. When they smacked hands during their last game of the season on October 2nd.
That's
fans
amazing.
Fans immediately thought it was cool. And the Dodgers embraced it as their official way to celebrate. Wow. I didn't know it had Dodger origins at all.
Wouldn't have told this story.
I regret that. Sorry, everyone.
We're going to walk that back.
Yeah.
That's a...
Dump that.
How funny. I love that we can seek out the origins of like things that are just... You don't even think about a high five. Someone puts their hand up, you hit it. Unless you're a jerk, then you go, or you're mad at them or something. You go, I'm not high-fiving you.
Well, and I think that that was one, I used to use that when you had I didn't have in my life a lot of friends with benefits, but there was that sort of idea that if you could hang with someone and then high-five at the end of the,
and then
in the
just
morning,
like get their clothes and get out.
Well, everyone's cool. Like it's cool. We just, you know, that was a little,
we had some fun.
It was for sport,
right?
If you will. High five.
Yeah.
And, you know, get on down.
We're both single, but we don't want to be together, but we do need to do that one thing.
Right.
Take care of business, move on with our lives.
Anyway, a site called howtobeadad.com has a very thorough explanation of how to high five. You don't need this.
Okay.
I'll spare it.
Trust you on that.
Let me find your boy now.
Which of my boys is you always, you call so many people my boys.
This guy.
Which of my boys are we talking about?
Oh, whoops. I clicked on the ad. Oh, hold on a minute.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the ad for?
Former, you want to hear about the ad? No, thanks. Former HGTV star.
Oh, is it Ty Pennington?
It's not.
Oh.
Gets jail time.
Oh.
For Bay Area house flipping fraud.
Oh.
And he's an HGTV star?
Now, I don't know that he's the guy. This is one of the problems I have with that, them turning these TV shows into entertainment, is everyone gets this bug like, oh, that's how you make a living? You just buy a house away from someone who might want to actually live in it. You spend $600 on a paint job, and then you sell it for $50,000 more in 6 months. That sucks, dude. Someone wanted to, there were people putting in bids on that home that wanted to raise a family in it. But because you think you can make a quick buck, you're taking it away from them.
Benny, it's the American way.
I don't like
America.
I understand if you buy a home and you live in it and you fix it up.
Yes.
And then you get on, I'm moving.
Right.
To another place.
We've done some good work
finished
here.
This. That's one thing. This is.
Thank you. I felt bad for a minute.
Okay. There were also those people, and we might have even had these ads here. And, you know, we need to play commercials. That's how people get paid.
Right.
But those people who are like, come to my seminar. I'll teach you how to buy a house, flip it.
In 6 months.
There's no inventory for you to play games like that around here. Right. I hate it. Mm. Okay. So that's my own personal opinion. I do understand most people are like, it's a free world, dude. Get out of here.
But I know what you're saying, and I'm sure that there's, and that's absolutely a valid school of thought. And I like the thought of, to have a project house that no one is living in, you're just fixing it up, it's sheer profit. It is a business model for some people.
Right.
It's just.
Well, this guy, let's see, former star of an HGTV house flipping show is now in jail for running multiple scams throughout the Bay Area.
Wow.
Charles Todd Hill. You know Todd Hill?
I don't think I know.
Charles Todd Hill, 58. Oh, darn it. Of Las Gatos.
Oh, Las Gatos.
Appeared as one of the featured flippers on the 2014 Flip It to Win It show. The show's concept was that he bought dilapidated homes, fixed them up, and sold them for profit. There it is. That's the guy.
Okay.
Okay.
And he figured out a way to also make himself a TV star in the process.
Instead of that, Hill spent millions on over-budget remodels, laundered profits, pocketed millions in fraudulently obtained money.
Oh.
He was working all kinds of scams. His financial misdeeds ran the gamut from a Ponzi scheme to bald-faced lies. In one case, prosecutors say he took $250K from an investor to renovate a home, and when the investors came by the house, they discovered it was a burnt-down shell with no work done on it.
And they'd given him $250,000.
Hill also ran a Ponzi scheme on at least one person, taking their investment and using it to live lavishly.
Wow.
And one of the problems here, and it's our own fault to some extent, this, I'm not saying he's not, he should go to jail, but because we assume if someone made it onto TV that they must have credibility.
Yes. There's like a trust factor there. Oh, well, they're legit. They've got a, they have a show. I mean, they do this.
The guy was on, in my TV set telling me all the stuff.
Right. He seemed to really know what he was talking about.
Why would they have let him do that?
Right.
Because they let him do that because he's got credibility automatically.
Autocred.
With his ill-gotten gains, this guy, Todd Hill, spent big on rented apartment here in San Francisco, as well as hotels, vacations, and luxury cars. It all caught up with him last September when he was convicted of grand theft against 11 people. He's been sentenced to 4 years in jail in order to pay $10 million in restitution.
He doesn't have that, does he?
I don't know what he's got.
Well, it sounds like he had other people's money and was busy spending it.
They say this is far from the way he presented himself on HGTV. In an episode of Flip It to Win It, he boasted that he was using some of his profits to give back to Bay Area elementary schools. This year, our goal was to donate to over 100 elementary schools, he said on the show. And we're going to hit the mark of 118. Oh, Todd!
Oh, you overdid it. Over-delivering as usual, Todd.
No, you're the best.
Oh, and your heart's beautiful.
So he's in jail now.
Well, that's good. Doesn't it seem low, 4 years in jail? Like this whole white-collar crime thing, where you just steal people's money.
Well, I do. In both ways. When you hear a four-year jail sentence, it does seem like, well, shouldn't that be 20? You rip people off of their life savings or whatever. But spend a day in jail. It's no party, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm
so you think 4 years is enough?
No, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't have the whole case in front of me.
I mean, to walk in and be like, you can't leave here for 4 years, I'd be like, wow, here, huh?
Mm. Like one day in with no coloring books? What will I do?
Oh, I bet you they'd give you coloring books. Jail.
I bet they would.
Yeah. Oh. And you can watch the TV. Well, you can watch whatever Bubba says watch on TV, I guess.
I have a built-in toy, but that's only good for, 40 minutes on a day.
Hard to get some privacy on that, too. Everyone can watch you poop.
Well, I'm guessing that at some point you just go, you know what? I'm here, you're here, and it's another day. I'm just, look away. Or
bend over. One of those.
No.
I'm here, you're here. Let's just do this. Close your eyes. Don't tell anyone. I won't tell anyone.
What are you saying?
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, fast fact, you always get the perfect high five if you look at the other person's elbow.
All right, let's try it. Look at their elbow?
It wasn't bad.
Oh, that actually hurt.
Oh, get out of here.
My hands are so tender.
You and your sensitivity.
Tender little paws.
Ow. Oh. Supposed to hear a nice, good smack.
That was a good sound and smack. Did you think it was?
By the way.
It was a painful smack.
Can I just tell you something?
What is it?
Yesterday, we had a staff meeting here at the Odyssey building, 88 Kearney. It wasn't in Studio 9. We were down the hall.
No, down the hall. We all gathered together, right?
And you and I were in here and we were having a meet, and then all of a sudden we went, oh my God, we're late for the meeting. The whole reason we stayed here. Right. What are we doing? So we both split.
Book it. You had to go use the restroom.
I went to take a whiz, cleaning up my stuff
here, and we meet over there.
So I run into the meeting place and I find a spot on the floor and I just throw myself down and I'm like, all right, I'm in.
Yeah.
And
you're right at my feet. Like, I definitely
had no idea.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I was looking to my left the whole time. And then at one point, I get a tap on my shoulder or whatever, and I'm all, Have you been here though? I've been looking all over for you.
Yeah.
And you've been next to me the whole time.
I just assumed that you sat at my feet because we're close friends, and you were like, well, she won't care if I sit at her feet.
Would someone care?
I don't know. I mean, everyone was standing.
There were no chairs.
Agreed.
And upon my quick surveillance of the area, I would have had to stand in front of someone.
Yeah.
That's why I threw myself down on the ground. But in my surveillance, I didn't pick up that there you were.
I was right. I was literally touching you. At one point, I tapped your leg with my foot. Like,
yeah, I didn't know. The whole time, I'm like, I wonder where Sarah is. That rat left. Did she leave me?
I would never leave you.
And then
that was so funny. Like the look on your face, you were just like,
I looked up and went, "What are you doing here?"
I'm like, "How could you have not seen me?" Like you were standing right in front of me when you dropped down.
Because I was trying to find a safe place to get into.
You didn't have glasses on either.
I didn't. I think that's true too. Anyway. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Is it time for that?
Yeah, I think it is.
Right. Sydney Sweeney is ugly and she can't act.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.